All right, a good tavach. We're holding in Kuf Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph. Last week we went through the Sif. We got the basic pshat in the Tshuvas Harash and the two Ramahs about having seats in the basic Knesset. A person wants to make a mechitza. The first case of the Ramah was where he's putting a mechitza between him and his neighbor, and it's making the space too tight. The person's allowed to put a mechitza there. That's the first case of the Ramah. And the second case of the Ramah is with Rabim Hayesh Masaf Salecha. There are many people sitting on one bench, and the person who's sitting towards the front of the bench decided to move the armrest or whatever, the end of the bench, that bar at the end of the bench, move it out, that daf, and add another seat. He extended it into the aisleway, closer to the Mizrachvant, and now other neighbors on the bench could complain, because till now they were considered number two to this person, and if he adds a new seat there, then they all go downgraded by one. Number two becomes three, number three becomes four, etc. So the Kavataina, that they lowered their status, that he lowered their status, and the reason why they could have a Taina, even though, what did he do to them? He didn't shepherd them, the Tertz is because he took over common area. He took over the space that belonged to the Kehillah that was beyond the bench. So if he wants to take over space that belongs to the Kehillah, then he has to have permission from the entire Kehillah. And the person next to him on the bench doesn't want to give him that permission because it hurts him. How does it hurt him? Because it downgrades his status. And by downgrading his status, makes his value of his seat go lower as well. Mameli Ketaina. Even though the Lashon Hamah just talks about the downgrading of his status, doesn't mention directly the fact that he's taking over Kamenir. I mean, it says he's taking over the Hois of Makam Esel, but he still needs the Taina that you're downgrading my status, because someone mentioned last week, after Shia, very nicely, is that without it, the Mabel will go under the gather of like a Midas Toim. What do you care that I take over Kamenir, this aisle? That says, I care because you're downgrading my seat. Therefore, I ketaina that you now let take over the common area next to the bench. But that's how we walked away from the Ramah, that the Ramah is very geschmack, that there is no taina directly of downgrading my seat. There's no such thing that you cause my seat a hefsed moment. That's no taina. But what the taina is that you're taking over space from the kehillah. And when you don't take over space from the kehillah, like in the first case of the Ramah and the Chanami, you can't complain. Reuven has a right to do that. Reuven has a right to add a mechitza. That's what we said over. I want to just go back to it, because really, there is a case that the Tshuvas Rosh mentions that a person could have a taina b'chagavna that you downgraded my seat. The Ramah doesn't mention it, but there is such a case. Let's go back into it. There's a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Rosh in Klal Hei, Simen Gimel, starts off the Tshuva, mamish such a case, where the person is putting up a daf, a mechitza, and by putting up that mechitza, he is now causing the person next to him to downgrade his space. Granted, it's not so clear in the Tshuva how that case is, because his case was that Shimon is actually in front, Reuven is second, and somehow when Reuven puts up a mechitza, he lowers the status of Shimon. It's not exactly clear how, now according to Mucha on the Metzius, but somehow, just suggesting that if Reuven puts up the adaf, then how he created a new front, and now Shimon is like sort of beyond the front. I don't know. He's too far up. I'm not sure exactly. But by putting up that mechitza, you're downgrading Shimon. That's the case of the Tshuvas HaRosh. And the Rosh has a whole arichus to say that Shimon has no right to complain because Reuven is being bein b'teich shalai. He's putting up the mechitza in his own area, on his own seat. He's not affecting Shimon, being mazik Shimon in any which way. The value of Shimon's seat is going down. He says that's not niskei shkenim. And all of niskei shkenim, we don't find such a taina. You can't have a taina that you're downgrading my value of my property, of my neches, if you don't directly hurt me, if you're not mazik me, if you don't intrude into my property, you're not doing anything in my property, doing everything in your own property, you can't have a taina.
Even the Malkus and Dinah would apply in such a case, for example, they have some kind of rules.
How seats in the shul go?
If you would do something in your property, that would downgrade.
Oh, okay, so that's a hilchus neskei shkenim. If you would get to the point of Dina Malkus and Dina, then obviously Dina Malkus and Dina is halacha. If a Dina Malkus and Dina is not a halacha, then it won't be halacha, right? Not every halua is considered dina makusa dina. But anyway, that's the Tshuvas HaRash. And the Tshuvas HaRash brings another, right, which we mentioned last week, is that you find that when someone had a chanus, and all of a sudden a second chanus opens up in the neighborhood, which he has a right to, let's say they're both from the same B'nai Ir, they have a right to open up a competing store. Till now his store had a monopoly, so his store was able to charge nice prices. And now, and the store is therefore more valuable. And now that a second person opened up, he competed with him, all of a sudden it brings down the value of his store. And nevertheless, you can't have a taina. I let him taina. What do you mean? You lowered the value of my property? There is no such taina. That's what the Rosh says. And we explain what's the lumdus of it. Pasha to lumdus. The lumdus is that to the extent that you're not being devalued by me entering your property, I'm not being mazik you in any which way, I'm being oisa b'teich shali. So the only reason why your value is going down is because I'm doing something on my property, is the haraya that initially your value that you had was only because you indirectly using my property. Means if you take my property out of the equation, then your house doesn't have that value, the store doesn't have that value. The reason why your store was worth more initially is because all the other properties in the neighborhoods weren't housing stores. So you, in theory, you were using, rightfully, fine, but you're using everyone else's property by not having a store there. And all of a sudden, I decided to change that. I decided from Mikamve, like, I want to have a store on my property, and therefore your store is going to go down. I'm not doing anything, I'm not being mazik you, adiraba. The reason why your store is worth more initially is because you were using my karka initially, by me not having a store there to compete. And now I'm deciding to change that. The same thing with a mechitza. If I put up a mechitza, my seat, and I now make it more dochuk, well, it can't be more dochuk because I'm taking any part of your leg room or your seat, your area, because I'm building the mechitza in my area. So then why is your seat more dochuk? There it is, vice is, till now, you were using my seat. You either for a little more bright, or for the ear, or for the avi, or the saviva, or whatever it is, the people move into neighborhood, you know, because it has a better surrounding, it's a better neighborhood. Good, so basically, you were capitalizing on my property, or on my seat the whole time. To say to me, look, I'm not allowing you to do that, I'm putting up a mechita. So I'm not being mazik you, I'm just depriving you of using my property that you were using all along. No, because you're not really directly mishamsh my price, so you don't really have a chazak on that. Maybe for Ava, for Or, for other things maybe, but not these type of things, for the Dakas not. So Mimela, I have a right to do it. That's the Tshuva Zeraj. Very nice Tshuva, beautiful. It's beautiful until the end. All of a sudden, at the end of the Tshuva, the Rosh says the following, and I'm just going to read you the Lashon HaRosh, and we have a problem with this. The Rosh says, Omnam, im noyugu, if they were noyug in these places, kishomeichum mekaimus bevesa knesses, that when they initially sell, when they sold the seats in this bevesa knesses, shomeichum moishav aresh bayeka, they sell seat number one for a premium, vasheni bepochus, and seat number two for less, and seat number three for even less, and seat number four for even less. You pay for the seat, it's not all seats aren't sold equally. It's the better seat gets a higher price tag to it. And atif now bechiluk mechitza. If now because you're going to put up a mechitza, yafsid makom moishav aroish chashivusai, you're now going to devalue the chashivus. You're going to take away from the chashivus of that makom aroish, that first seat that Shimon had. Lo yucha Ruvain lechalek. Ruvain is not allowed to be mechalek. Ki adaita docha konam mekoimai bepachos midai or midmei moishav aroish. Because that's why he bought a seat lower initially. Why did he buy the seat lower? He bought it because he was getting seat number two. And if he would be able, shem yucha lasas mekoimai roish, if he had the ability just to put up a mechitz and all of a sudden turn his seat into place number one, so why did he pay less for his seat initially? Because he was buying seat number two. So he's buying seat number two, then he can't turn into number one. He can't all of a sudden put up a mechitza and now make his seat more valuable. That's the Tshuvas HaRosh at the end. And on that, the Dogma Ravava brought down over here in the Pixel Tshuva is that L'chayr, the Rosh recites himself from the beginning of the Tshuva to the end. The entire Tshuva is going that if you're talking about value, just because you put up a mechitza and you lower the value of the property number two, of Shimon's property, you can't have a taina. You can't be Meicha. I didn't enter your area, so I wasn't mazik you, so you can't have a taina. All of a sudden, at the end of the tshuva, he makes an about face and he says, well, if they sold the places in the shul at different prices, then yes, Reuven is not allowed to put up a mechitza. See, what's going on? And he tries to mutch, he said, maybe the tshuva sarash is talking about the end, like same case of like a daf. Like the other tshuva, that he moved over the daf, like there was a daf hamashutif, and we said over there that you now let him move over, you now let a chepa the daf hamashutif, because that you can't meddle with my daf, we all own that daf, so you can't move over that daf. So he said, maybe it's only in a case where there was a daf at the end of the bench, so mamela, when you put up a mechita, you're staring the shutvis of the daf. He's not sure about it, he's metzadi that and that, but he says, regardless, but that's what the tshuva says. Good. So therefore, why?
So those can't go in.
Are you saying why the tshuva sarash is not a stira? Yeah. So what's the svara? What?
In the case of the property, when you buy a property, you buy a property.
Let's say you bought a premium property. Let's say fine. So you bought it as a premium. Let's say this guy also, when he opened up the store, he bought this area. He entered this area and he bought the property at a premium because there was no other store there. So he decided to open up his store there. Good. And therefore what? So therefore, we know that he wanted to pay more because it was a better... Therefore, how does that stop number two?
In his own mind.
But how does that stop number two?
In the case of the shul, that's the whole structure.
Okay, so we're going to get to that. Fine. Belina will try to mention something similar to that. Okay. Fine. Okay. So that's the dogma of Rav. He tries to say that's Prat Narach. So my says, I don't understand. First of all, the Truth Zorah doesn't mention anything about a daf here. The other tshuva does, but this one doesn't. It's Shtikal Hamas and the tshuva sarash. But also in Lamdis, I don't understand the Bishloimah. The other tshuva sarash was talking about the daf was the end, and you decided to extend the daf, move it over a few feet into the aisle. So you played around with my daf. You have no right to touch my daf. We all own it. We're partners in it. So how do you play around with my daf? So you can't do that. But here, the daf is staying where it is. You're right, we're all meshutav in that daf, but I didn't touch it. And all of a sudden, you're just building another mechitz on the other side of your seat. So therefore, because we own the daf and meshutav, therefore you can't build a mechitz on the other side of your seat. What does that have to do with the daf? So yes, we are meshutav in the daf, but I didn't chepel your daf, I didn't move your daf. I'm not sure how that helps out the tshuvas harash. Alright, the tshuvas sam soifo in Arachayim Simchav Tes, he brings out the Dagam Ravav and he says, if you're mine into tshuvas, it's lo kashamidi. And why is it like kashamidi? He says, because if you look in the tshuva, the rush was talking about a klal when there was the whole beginning of the tshuva sarash is only when there's no hefsed moment to Shimon. Then Shimon can't be moichal. But the end of the case of the rash is talking about where Shimon's price of his seat goes down. So he's being nis'an as Shimon. Share mitchila kishalaku amakum b'shutvis nosnu amamin shiva amakum shava b'shava. Initially they bought it and they paid the right price for it. Alkein yimcha v'yade. Therefore he's allowed to complain. Because initially he paid the same price as Reuven. And now it's being devalued. So therefore he can complain. Machenk in the beginning of the tshuva is talking about when he wasn't affecting his value. It is Akto Chacham Soifer. The Pell is a Mamsha Pliatzin. When you look at the Jews, a Mamsha Faket. The whole beginning of Jews Rosh is talking about, even if Shimon has a Hefzid, even if his value does go down, you still can't be Moichah. And he brings the rise from Nitzke Shchainim in the case like I talk about competition by the Chenos. Mufushir rise that you can't go down. It doesn't make a difference. Even if your value goes down, you can't be Moichah. So I'm not sure exactly how Chacham Soifer answers the stira of the Dagom Ravah, the stira is Harosh. What I would like to suggest as a teretz, maybe the Chacham Soifer means this, and that's basically what you were saying, is that it's very chaluk, the beginning of the tshuva and the end of the tshuva. The beginning of the tshuva is talking about where all the seats in the Beis Medrash were sold at the same price. They didn't discriminate. You want a seat, you want membership to get a seat, you pay $500, you got a seat. Pick your seat, doesn't make a difference. It's $500 a seat. So that's what the beginning of tshuva was talking about. So Memela, if Reuven wants to put up a mechitza, even though he's devaluing the seat of Shimon, but Hayyasi is not entering the airspace of Shimon, he's being baina b'teich shaloi, he's allowed to do it. I is devaluing, he's making the price go down, he's allowed to make the price go down. That's not a problem. At the end, the Rosh says like this, Omnam im nagu, if it was a minig, that when they initially sold the seats in the Beis HaKnesses, they sold them at different prices, then Reuven can't do it. Why? Because when Reuven bought a seat for a cheaper price, he bought it, that he can't be the better seat. He bought it for the second tier price, If he could make his second tier into the first tier, then he should have paid a higher price for his seat. Elakoki bought it at a cheaper price. What does that mean? That means when he initially bought the seats, he came in Anan Sa'adi, Adai Tadokhi bought the seat, that he'll have seat number two and never will make it into seat number one. Because he will always have the ability to make it into seat number one, then he should have paid seat number one's price. That means when we were Mechalek, when we gave out the seats at the base Medrash, we're all shut from here. Right? It's not like an individual property. You buy a property, you buy in an area and you open up a store. We all shoot them in the shul, and we have to support the shul, we have to pay for the shuls. How do we do it? We pay by the seats. If you want seat number one, pay a premium. Seat number two, a little less. Seat number three, even less than that. When you bought seat number two, it was with that kavana that you're becoming a shutif in the shul. And what is the shutif? You'll be able to own that land, the Seder, but that land's always going to be number two. If it's going to be able to be number one, then you should have paid number one's price. The reason why number two is cheaper is because it's going to remain number two. Adai tadachi yuakana makaymai. Memela, it's like we entered a shutif with certain tanoim, even though we didn't speak that out, so it was implicit the tanoim. The tanoim were that you're going to have seat number two and not seat number one. Memela, you can't upgrade to seat number one. Not money. When you went in and you bought that seat with the kavana that it will remain seat number two. So Mamela, if you're going to now put up a mechitza and create your seat to be number one somehow, that you now let her do. Because that's staring me. We're all shut from in the shul. I bought number one and I paid a premium for it. If you're going to now make your seat number one and lower my seat, you're hurting me. You're being bainer b'teich shalcha. Who cares? But we're shut from here. We entered into the shul with that kavana that we pay different prices bedafka. You pay, if you wanted seat number one's price, you should have paid seat number one's price. The reason why you paid number two's price is because you wanted seat number two. So then you're going to remain with seat number two. You don't have extra option. If the shul gives you that right, maybe you will have that option. I don't know. You have to speak to the shul. You have to have a vada year of the shul. They have the right to override that. I'm not even sure. Once they sell me seat number one, I don't know if they could take that away from me and make you seat number one, But the idea is that Adai Tadokhi, we entered this. If it would be a regular Niskesh Kedem, regular seats that were sold for the same price, even though in the shul, so that we don't have that Anan Sadi built into your seat, Peseida, fine. So now you could be Manum Tech Shalom, do whatever you want. But here when you went in Adai Tadokhi, Mimele, you weren't allowed to upgrade your seat. That's what the Rosh means. I think, and that you're talking, that's what the Ksam Sefer means as well.
In the first case, the seats all cost $500. Now when this guy puts up the Mechitza, how much is the other guy's seat? Why can't you say, I bought a $500 seat because I thought I would have a
$500. I'll tell you why. Because initially, when we all paid $500 for the seats, and now it remains ours, loylam voed, that's clear that over time, let's say if you don't build a mechitza, the seats will change value. Because over time, all of a sudden, it became a commodity. Oh, there's a premium to be Eibun next to the Mizrach land. So your seat now went from 500 to 1,000. And I decided initially, I wanted a seat in the back, and all of a sudden my seat now went down to $300. So anyway, the seats fluctuated in value. That's not a problem. The word is, when we went and entered this shutfiz, when we all divvied up the seats of the shul, we went into equal grounds, peseida. It wasn't implicit in there any terms that you're not going to build. So it's peseida. So now you have seat number 22, that's fine, and I have seat number one, it's fine, and we have different values, it's fine. And now if I'd like to build a mechitza and further improve my seat, that's also fine. Because I'm being bainu b'tek shali and I'm not staring you b'chlal. Your value is going down, b'seida, but I'm being bainu b'tek shali and then I'm allowed to do. It's only when we initially bought the seats, we had bought it adai to the hachis, and then it's implicit in that deal was, is you're going to have number one, and you're going to have number two, and you're going to have number three, so then you can't change that. That's why you bought number one, that's why you paid number one's price, and that's why you bought number two and paid number two's price. But in a normal case, if we all sold it at an equal price, which is gerada from the Truvas of Rosh, it sounds like that was norm. The norm was to sell it for the same price. So then Dr. Rosh, there's no problem. You can be buying a B'tek Shalom, do whatever you want. We don't find any Niskesh Kainim when you cause a devaluation of the next guy's property. That's a fine. All right, comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish asks a kasha. Let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah in the beginning has a case where the person was buying a mechitza between Reuven and Shimon, right? Reuven wants to put up a mechitza with Teik Shaloi, and Shimon's complaining that his space is now tight. The halach is adim Reuven, Reuven wins, and he's allowed to make that tight. Frek the Chazon Ish. What's going on? The Ramah left out a very important ingredient. The Ramah left out that this Vamedvar Mamur Mitzal, this is talking about a case where the seats in the base medrash were initially sold for the same price. So then Adim and Reuven, Reuven's allowed to build up a mechitza. But the Ramah left out the whole end of the troop is a rush, that the rush ends off, that in the case where the shul sold the seats at different prices, if the seats have value based on its proximity to the Mizrach wall, it has better tier 1, tier 2, tier 3, then Shimon has a right to complain, because Adaita Adach, you economy came with Bepachas, that's why you bought it for less, you have no right to share my value of my tier, of my seat, of the cheshivas of my seat. So what's going on in the Ramah? What's the Ramah doing? He brought down the halakha, he brought down the beginning of the rush, and he leaves you hanging, he left out the whole end of the rush. What's going on? As they affect the Chazon Ish, and then the Chazon Ish is Maisif. First, the Chazon Ish says that that's what the Goyin really means to ask. If you look in the Goyin Sif Kanehei, the Goyin is really on the next dinner of the Ramah, but the Chazon Ish says it's a Tay Seif. It's really supposed to be on this part of the Ramah. And he brings down the beginning of the Rosh, that the Rosh brings a Raya from Chanos, that causing a devaluation, you can't complain. And then he says, Umasik, but the end of the Tshuva says, Yachul Limchais. V'tzarachin, why didn't the Ramah bring down the end? That's how the Chazon Ish is learning the Goyin. Why didn't the Ramah bring down this end of the Tshuva Sarosh that you're allowed to be Meicha? He left out a very important part. The Rosh at the end ends up with a different halacha. Mamish Apel on the Ramah. And then the Chazon Ish is Meisif. Nishna Dem, Namal, it's his Lashon. Al-Haroiv Keinu, Namal, most places, that's how it's done. That what the samach l'roish b'yekev achakak peiches v'hoylek v'havelei l'ramah l'azkira. It's such important halacha. It's even the norm of society that most shuls, when they sell the seats, they sell them at different prices. How come the Ramah leaves out that important ending of the Rosh, that when it's such a case, Shimon does have a right to complain? And they affect the Chazon Ish. A bomb on the Ramah. The Maisa Geret, Lule Devorov, HaKadoshim, the Chazon Ish, I think the Kach Hebzak Mishdan. I think the Ramah was very careful how he brought down this halakha. If you ma'ayin in the Ramah doesn't bring down the Tshuva Sarash at all. This beginning of the Ramah is not from the Tshuva Sarash. It's from the Tshuva Sarash, man. It's a whole different Tshuva. It's not from the Rosh. It's from the Tshuva Sarash, man. He grabbed it in the Ramah himself in Daki Moshe earlier. It's not in this one, but it's from a Tshuva Sarash from Chele Gimel Kuf Nun Hei. And he brings down the Tshuva Sarash for the Daki Moshe. And he comes into the Rosh. The Tshuva Sarash says that the taina that Shimon had was because the space was too tight. He doesn't mention anywhere in that whole Tshuva Sarash or the Ramah that Shimon has a taina that you downgraded my seat. Something about whether it was a downgrade at all. I didn't lower your position, and I didn't lower the value of your seat. It's talking about a simple case that we have a normal bench facing Mizrach. You're side by side. You're next to me. We're on the same bench facing Mizrach. And all of a sudden, you know, I decided, you know, it's better not to be too close to you, so I decided to put up a mechitza between us on my property. And now I'm causing it to be a little too uncomfortable, too tight on your end. And you want to complain because it's tight. Dr. Ashba, tough. You can't complain. I'm being bainu b'teik shali, and it's fine. I'm not devaluing your seat at all. I'm not making your position different. I'm not lowering you from number one to number two, from number two to number three. We're still the same number one or bench number two. We're still facing the Mizrach just the same. Is that doing this b'chal? So how in the world does he want the Ramah to end over here, to bring the end of the Rosh? That, by the way, but if Adai Tadach you bought at different prices, then you can complain. That's not the taina that Shimon had. The Ramah says, Lahedid, the Shimon's taina is that the Mokum is Dachuk. Shim Yasa Mechitza Mokum Yeh Dachuk. He never made a complaint that you're lowering the value of my seat or you're lowering my position. It passes the whole ending. I don't know what he wants. And even when he says that that's Pshat in the Goyin, Lani's Daita, that's not Pshat in the Goyin. The Goyin is not on the first part of the Ramah, the Goyin's on the second part of the Ramah. He's not over here. And what the Goyin is really asking, the Goyin is just asking a stira of the Rosh Minei Bay, which is the Dagam Revavis Kasha, that the Rosh starts off saying that for Hefzid Mammon you can't complain, and he brings a geshmak arayif in the Gemara Baba Basra, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, he's masik that you could complain, but tzarachim, what's he doing? He just brought a geshmak arayif aket, so why is he being choyza from that? That's what the Goyim's asking. But the Goyim wasn't asking that the Ramah should say that. How could the Ramah say it? We're not talking about such a case. In fact, the Ramah was very Sika Las Yodav. He was very careful. The beginning of the Ramah is the Tshuva Zarashva, not the Rosh. The end of the Ramah is the other Tshuva Zarashva that you're fiddling with his daf. You're meddling with his daf. You're moving the daf. And there Itaka says, Adinim Shimon, and that's Pasha Adinim Shimon, no matter how you sell your seats in Shul, Adinim Shimon, because you have no right to take over common ground. You can't move over a daf of Meshutav and take over common ground without getting my permission. So the end of the Ramah is a different Tshuva Zarash. The beginning of the Ramah is Tshuva Zarashva, and he skips over this entire Tshuva Zarash. He didn't want to get involved in this case, the beginning, the end, the difference, how you sell seats in the shul, whatever the reason is. But he skipped over this whole tshuva, so maybe it doesn't pass the whole kasha, the chazanish. All right. Let's move on, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's move on. We have a lot more to cover here. Let's go to Siv Beis. Bamedzva Mamurim. Zokta Mechaba. When is it that we say, when there's not enough, when there's Einbayt Kedei Chalukah, you cannot be chaylik when you're leaving me? If you're going to cut our partnership, you're going to cut this asset into two. It's not going to be a viable asset for me or for you. It's going to be too small to deal with. But medva mamum, can you not do that? Kishein echad mem makas chelkot b'makom shein shutfim boy. When each one doesn't know which is his chaylik while they were shutfim. Means normal shutters. We're partners, and we're partners in every molecule, and every atom, 50-50, whatever the percentage of those shutters are. We share the entire shutters. In that type of shutters, you can't split the molecule in two, and then we don't have a molecule. It doesn't work. We need it. So you can't do that. But, Dr. Mechavet, that's only that they're all using the entire place equally. But if each one knows his side, I have the north side of the property and you have the south side of the property, even though we didn't have any fence until now, we were sort of allowing each other to use each other's halves, but it was delineated, I have this side and you have that side, we all know which is mine and which is yours, then it's not a problem. We can now make a division, a clean split, that you can no longer use my side of the property and I can no longer use your side of the property. We'll make a division between us, and we'll actually put up a fence that we shouldn't be mazik each other with hezek ria. Very simple halacha. It's usually not negeya when it's talking about a shutfis. But it's simple. If I have my side and you have your side, even though let's say my side is too small to be used, and your side is too small to be used, until now we were allowing each other to benefit from each other's halves, I could decide, you know what, I don't want you to use my property, I don't want to use your property, and I could force you to put up a mechitza in between, that there shouldn't be any hezek ria. That's the mechaba. Correct. Now, comes along the sma, and the sma explains that the whole mechaba is lechitazoi, that he learned that the mechitz, that this hevdol that we're doing, the division of the partnership that we're doing, is not just the division of the partnership, but it's actually forcing a mechitza, a physical mechitza between the two properties, because of hezekriya. He says that's how the Beis Yosef, l'shitasei of the mechaba, that's how the Beis Yosef touched up the tour, when the tour says that you could be mavdol between the two properties. But he said that's not true. We're not talking about hezekriya. We're talking about a sada. Sada doesn't have hezekriya. And Bechlal, who's mentioning hezekriya? Hezekriya is in Hilchos and this Keshchenim. We're talking about Hilchos Shutfis. Even if there's no hezekriya, it could still force you to be chaylik. He says what it just means is that I cause you to be mavdol means I cause you to make a havdalah of demarcation, a mark in the ground, let's paint a white line between the two properties to know that this is my half and that's your half. Don't step over the line to my half, and I won't step over the line to your half. We'll make a galade between Yaakov and Lavan. Don't you dare come over this line, and I won't come over this line. Nothing to do with the mechitza, nothing to do with hezekriya. It just means you make a havdalah, a differentiation, a distinction between the two properties. I says, Dr. Sma, and for that, he says, you just need anything. On the floor, you just make a mark that now we know whose side is who, and like this way, from now on, by mistake, we won't use each other's halves. Because I won't make the mistake. I see a white line, and you see the white line, so we won't go over each other's halves. I say, Zok, the Sma. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz agrees to the Sma that Avada, we're not talking about Hezekri, and not like the Mechaba. And Avada, it's fine, you don't need a Mechitz of Dalar Amis for Hezekriya. But he says that, which the Sma says, that this Hevdel is only like a mark in the ground, today that people shouldn't by accident be mishtamish with the other side's property. He says, that's not true. Avada, you could force the guy to actually make a Mechitza. You don't need it to be Dalar Amis to prevent Hezekriya, but it has to be at least Yud Tfachim, 10 Tfachim. And he brings a, says it from the Magen Mishi, he's really coming from a Gemara. He says, Kedei Shalo Yehei Nitfas Alav Kaganev. It's a Gemara. The Gemara in Dav Vavam Baba Basra, Vavam Mebe says that we have two roofs side by side next to each other. And by roofs, there's no problem of Hezekriya. Let's not get into it, but that's what the Gemara says. No problem, Hezekriya. When we cause a split between the two roofs, I don't want to use your half, I don't want you to use my half, let's split. The Gemara says we could force each other to make a Mesipas Yud Tfachim. It has to be at least 10 Tfachim. Shaloye Nitfas Alav Kaganev. And the Gemara even explains, because it will be just a mark on the ground. So at times, you'll help yourself to come to my side of the roof, to my side, and you didn't notice the line in the ground, whatever it is. When I'm going to ask you, what are you doing on my side? Oh, by accident, I dropped my chafetz in your side of the roof. I had to retrieve it. So you'll help yourself onto my side with an excuse that you dropped your chafetz here, whatever it is. And for all I know, you're really just scouting around trying to steal something from me or helping yourself using my part of the roof. So therefore, in order to lay in, hey, nitvas alav gaganav, we'll make a mesipis yud tvachim high. Now you can't say that you just helped yourself to my side. It's already noticeable enough and high enough that it's really telling you, get out. If I just wanted to tell you where my roof was in, I would tack it down like this man, make a line. But I made it, you're welcome to tell you, get out. It's really, that's what it's doing. It's a mechitz, like by Har Sinai, telling you, stay away. Get out of my side, and I'll get out of your side. And memelo, you need that mesipis. That's what the Gemara says. Look, the Taz, any time that we have to make a havdalah between two properties, even when there's no Hezekiah, it has to be at least you're welcome high. That's the Taz. Very geschmack. L'chayr, it's mefush like that in the Gemara. A shutzis of a shtamshis. Avada, my roof was my roof, or my sada was my sada, and your sada was your sada, but they were adjacent properties, and therefore, for the benefit of both of us, because really they're too small for each of us to use, so we allowed each of us to use each other's halves. So you could use my half, and I could use your half, so now we benefit from it. Let's just argument and say that the chveis, there was a parable court. You can't play a parable court with just like a half a court. It's not enough. So this is wide enough for two. So I'll let you play parable. You use my half and I'll use your half. And Mela, so now we both benefit. Now we can both play. Now comes the long one. Then I decide, Adkan, I don't want you to use my half. So I'm allowed to put a line or a mesipis, 10 tfachim high, to split the two properties. Because anyway, this property was always mine and that property was yours. No, we had a understanding that we're both going to use each other.
So it wasn't a real
shutfis. It was a shutfis. I would call it a shutfis. It's a partnership in hishtamshis. Yeah, but now I decided every good thing comes to an end, and now I'm breaking up that shutfis.
But if a shutfis means I have a monetary interest in your...
Well, you have a benefit. You have a hishtamshis on my property. It is a shutfis. It's a shutfis in hishtamshis. I'm using your property, and you're using my property. That was the deal we had. So we sort of...
How does one of them break the deal?
Like every shutfis, we could have a right to stop the shutfis whenever we want.
Yeah, but usually there's some sort of...
We discussed last week five different types of chalukas.
You're taking away my mishtamshis.
From my property.
What are you giving me for it?
Nothing. And what am I giving for you? I'm removing myself from your property. Means whatever we had now as a shutfis, there was an exchange. You could use my property and I could use your property. We're being mevatel that exchange. Mekan ve'elak no more. You can no longer use mine and I will no longer use yours.
That's why there's no kind of situation.
Whatever the reason why, it doesn't disgust me this one, whatever the reason why I want you out of my
why
property. Yeah, I have a chesh. Why I
don't have a chesh.
I don't know. That's what we could discuss. I don't know.
This different seat play is different than seat valid.
In what way?
They both
owned the entire property.
Whatever it is.
Right. There was an echus. In each molecule, we both shared it. So then we need enough, if you want to divide it, you have to leave each side with enough b'chdei chalukah, enough land, enough area that it's kedait, and it has the same shame as it was before. If it was a sada, then it has to be still considered a sada, still usable as a sada. But if we already had, we knew which side the land was mine and which was yours, and we're just separating our ishtamshes, that I'm allowed to do. We never separated. I knew, but Medra Mumusefal says he can't make the chalukah is when we shared the entire shutfistika property. But if we knew which side was mine and which side was yours, and I just want to stop the ishtamshes between us, then I'm allowed to do.
No, so he's saying is, so it's not just enech of man makers chalukah. You need to say that they had this different kind of shutfist. They owned half the property.
That's enech of man makers chalukah. There was no, this wasn't mine and that wasn't yours. We both owned the entire kefitz. So Mamela, there's no side that's mine more than yours. Mamela, I cannot make this division.
I don't understand, why are you calling them shutfin? If I let somebody store something in my basement for shutfin?
Well, it was more of an exchange. It was a shutfin because it was an exchange. I'll use your side and you use my side. There was that exchange going on. So we shared this area. And when you use it, you use both halves. And when I use it, I use both halves. So I don't know if you want to call it exactly shutfin, but it's like a shutfin. We are now sharing both properties, we both could use both properties. That's what we...
The next door neighbor, we have the driveway belongs, half belongs to me, half belongs to the neighbor. So they both can use them, they can both use the driveway.
Correct. And let's say there's only room for one car, and all of a sudden one guy decides, Mikanvek, Adkan, I had enough for you. Yes, he could put up a Mesipis tent for him, and now no cars will go there.
Correct.
It's over. Correct. Mamish, that's the case.
Why isn't that a kind of...
What? Because that? Why is it not enough for chalukah left?
No, it's not. Why isn't that? Isn't
that halakha that you can't make a chalukah if there's not enough left is only when we shutfim in a real shutfim in the whole property. But if we already knew that this half is mine and this half is yours, then we don't have that problem.
I understand that.
In that case also, we knew that this side of the driveway closer to my house is mine. Side driveway closer to yours is yours. We shared it because at least one of us could get a car in if we share it. And now I've kind of decided to stop that deal. That's it. It's over.
I assume it depends upon how it was bought.
All right. But that's... each one bought a property, and now we decide to join together. All right. That is... Now, on this crowd, the rabbi said last week, someone asked, what's the Ramah talking about? The cases of Beis HaKnesses. What is Avshaychet, Zachalukas, Ashutfis? Putting up mechitzes, extending mechitzes. What does it have to do with Sif Aleph? So truth be told, it really has shaykhah to Sif Beis. Because it's, and actually the Lavush brings it in Sif Beis, and Al Kashukan says he's coming from Sif Beis. Why it's in Sif Alva, I can't tell you, but it's from Sif Beis. The case of Beis HaKnesses was such a case. I knew this seat was my seat, and your seat was your seat, and somehow we shared airspace. We allowed a guy to stretch out a little bit and a little more comfortable. And Mikhail said, you know, Adkan, I had enough for you, and I'm putting up a mechitza. I is making your side tight. I'm sorry, you're davening too loud. I had enough, and it's over. So I put up a mechitza between us, and that you have a right to do. I'm making it too tight for you. We'll even argue to say it's so tight that now you can't squeeze in there. Okay, that's also fine. That's not a problem. Because the halacha is, as long as we know each side of the land, I know this was mine and that was yours. I know this seat was mine, that seat was yours. Even if by putting up a mechitza, I now take away the shtamches of your land. You can no longer use it in that oifen. It's too small to be used. So what? It's not a problem. So what's too small? That's Siv Beis. Siv Beis says you're allowed to put up a mechitza. Very gishmak. It's really coming from Siv Beis. All right. The problem, though, is that if you look at the guy, and look at the guy in Siv Katan Dalid, the bottom line on the first column. Over there is going on that Ramah by the seats. We put up a mechitza and made it too tight. He says like this, Ein Taz, he says, they're going the same thing, commercial cost of the Siv Beis, it's just like Siv Beis. He brings it to us. Like by Siv Beis, when you know your side of the property, you're allowed to divide, even if it make it too tight. But the Ein Taz, but look over the Taz over there, Sha'av Dovah, Sha'im Bay Hezegriya, even something that has no Hezegriya, Koifin B'mechitza, you're allowed to be Koifin B'mechitza. You're allowed to cause someone. Sorry, be a girl. Yeah, the bottom line of the page. You're allowed to be Sif Katan Dalet. You're allowed to be Koifim B'mechitza. The Mechitza is a Mechitza of Yud Tfachim. Good, but I'm allowed to put up a Yud Tfachim Mechitza. And our Chuvis Harash, which is really the Chuvis Harashba that the Ramah is quoting, Kravitz the Chubas the Rosh as well. Kan Kosav is supposed to be Kosav. Kivin Dein Koifin Tzorach Lachnis B'Teich Shaloi. The Rosh spells out clearly, since you're now be koifer to put up a mechitza, you have a right to put the mechitza, but if you want to put the mechitza, you have to do it only on your seat. And which is how the Ramah brings it down. You're going to put the mechitza on your side of the seat. Only on your property, on your seat. Not down the middle, on the borderline between that separates the two properties. So, frak the Bia Gra, that if the Taz is right, and the Taz is a Gemara, so, you have to know how to get out of that. But if the Taz is right, that you could always force, even when there's no hezekriya, you could always force a mesipas, yudfachem, and mechitza, not like this mouse that just paint the line. No, but you could force a mechitza, so why is the Rosh and the Ramah saying that you have to build the mechitza on your seat? You should be able to build it down the center. I don't know, we're on the same bench. I don't know, wherever my seat ends, your seat begins. So let's say a mechitza, just argument sake, a mechitza is 2 inches wide. So put 1 inch of that mechitza on my seat, and 1 inch of that mechitza on your seat. Why are we putting the whole 2 inches on my seat?
Because you want, the chitzel is not normal to have mechitza in a shul. You have a hang up, you don't want anybody to look at you.
And therefore?
You want to breathe your air and go somebody else there. So let's do it on your own thing. You can't infringe on my space because you have a property.
Every time I have a property, I'm allowed to. Okay, so maybe you mean what the Nesivis says, when the Nesivis also is bothered by this kasha, and the Nesivis Sifkatan Beis, he says, V'hadein yakol l'kaif al-chalukas mechitza, and why is the Rosh saying you build it on Reuven's side? The Ramah is saying that you should be kaifin on mechitza, shiyamak mechitza mishneim, kamboi shekaifin b'chatz al-mesipis kadesh l'ikonis echol l'chela kaveh, right? What's the reason? Mamish the goin's kasha. Since the derech is that when they bought the place in initially, the way seats are struck in Beis Knesset, they're not meant to have mechitzas there. Therefore, you can't force to have the mechitza. When you have a property, a wide spread out property, and it's the norm to have a mechitza, fine. So then we want to separate between neighbors. Yes, I could force to have a mechitza, half on my property, half on your property. But by cases of seats in the Beis Knesset, says that it's too tight to have a mechitza, then it's kilo the minig is he can't force someone to have a mechitza on his half. That's okay what you mean to say. Okay, but the problem is the truth is Rosh is mefush v'ken. The Rosh says that the minig was to have mechitza between the properties, the seats. In fact, take a truth. He says the minig in the shoes, forget all the shoes, the roiv shoes that he go, all that was the minig, is that you have mechitzas between seats. So it's very normal for him to have a mechitza, but he has to be buying a b'teik shalai. And nishnadem, in Metzias Mineo Bay, I have to assume that Reuven's seat is just the same size as Shimon's seat. And somehow the Ramah is saying that there's enough room for Reuven to put the entire mechitza on his seat. So there's not enough room for Shimon to take half of that mechitza? Shimon's a little wider than Reuven?
Not a question of room. They don't have to do it. Okay.
But the mice is, it's not a hang-up. Then Rosh says he was made that Reuv Shul's had mechitzas between seats. And nevertheless, he says you have to build a bein b'teik shalai. So the kasha is a million-dollar kasha. What's going on? L'chayra, light the Taz, which is a Gemara. It's not just a Taz. Light the Gemara. L'chayra, you should be able to force the guy to build the mechitza, separating half on your section, half on your seat, and half on my seat. L'chayra, that's what should come out. Good?
Light the sma
would be good. Yeah, because you just make a mark. But the problem is, Sma is, can I get a Gemara? That's the problem. The Gemara is mefurish that you have to. All right. So what's the Eitzias? If you look, the Chazanish says the following, and I'm going to quote you the Lashon because I'm not exactly sure what the Chazanish means. The Chazanish says the mechitzas yutfachim amru dafke ben gag legag. That which they said you could force a mechitzas yutfachim is only between roof and roof. Deka tashmish begag because people use the roof. But by places, seats in the shul, loy shayach nitves keganav. Here it doesn't pass the whole svar to need a mechitzas yitvachem. It doesn't pass the whole concept of nitves keganav. Kevin the less can tashmishin, because there's no tashmishin. People don't use it. I don't know. That's adkan lashon of the Chazanish. So I don't know what you mean. Of course you use it. I sit in my seat. What do you mean? I don't use it. What does he mean? So
you don't use the next.
So, but it goes, I'm not supposed to use your side. That's why we need a mesipis, that you don't help yourself and use it. So by the cases of the seats also, the reason why I need a mechitz is that you don't help yourself onto my seat.
Not as much as a roof. It's a little bit of
right. You're hanging laundry.
Fine. You have to know that. So I'm going to make two suggestions what he perhaps means. One is that the shtamshus that you have by a roof is the shtamshus of items. I don't know what the guy is doing. He's playing ball or whatever he's doing. He's working with chfeitzim. And the Gemara says, Shalei Nitvas Kaganev, that will say by accident he dropped his item on my roof and he helped himself to come into my roof. So therefore, Shalei Nitvas Kaganev, that he's just fetching his item. So therefore, I need a mesipis just to tell him, get out. Mashain came by seats of other I use and mishtamish with the seat by sitting. But it means that you don't have dashmishim, you don't have items that you could quote unquote say by accident you dropped your item on my seat and you just had to help yourself over to my seat to retrieve that item. You may help yourself by moving over and spreading yourself nice and comfortable, but you don't drop items over onto my seat that you by accident or with a snatch as an excuse use my side of the bench, my seat, to retrieve the item. Maybe that's what he means. Or maybe he means the following, and this is, I think more he means like this, is that, I'm not sure, but I think that the whole Varish Lei Nitzvah's Kaganev is that you're going to use this as an excuse and then be on my side of the roof and steal something from me. Right? I don't want you to be a Ganev, and if I don't have a Mechitza Yitzvachim, you're going to, by accident, you're going to enter my property, and you're going to trespass, you're going to steal stuff from me, and if I ever catch you, you're not going to be caught red-handed, because you always make excuses. Oh, no, I just, my ball rolled onto your roof. So therefore, to prevent these quote-unquote excuses, so therefore I needed you out, but I'm worried that you're going to steal something from me. By seats in the shul, you're not stealing any property, any item from me. Over there, I'm afraid they're going to enter my roof and steal a chavis from me. They have tashmishim there. I leave my furniture there, and my bowls, and my mitts. I don't know what my items are there. So you're going to use my tashmishim, you're going to steal my tashmishim. By seats of the shul, you don't steal any tashmishim. The only tashmishim is sitting there. And for that, the Chazon Shvayis holds that it's enough just to have a line in the bench, and I'm not worried they're going to come onto my property, and there's nothing to steal. So mameli, you don't need a misipis yitfachim. Maybe that's what he means. I don't know. I would suggest a third pshat. This, he doesn't mean this, but I would suggest this anyway. L'chari doesn't mean this, and that is that, let me ask you a question. Rabbi say, we need a mesipish lay nitvas kaganev. And if I just have a line in the roof that shows where your roof ends and my roof begins, then I don't have a nitvas of kaganev. Balabatesh, how do you understand this? Teretz is, that if you just have a regular line, I'm 6 feet high. That regular line is like way below. Yeah, very nice. I know you put a line there. Of course. We should know where your roof ends and my roof begins. But it doesn't show that you have a pod that I shouldn't enter your roof and that you shouldn't enter my roof. But you put mesipis yitvachim high, that's already enough. It sends a message. Get out. And granted, we have this all the time. Very often you go to on the east side, we have this, on the co-op buildings, whatever. So at the end of the thing, they'll have a fence. They won't put a fence 4 feet tall. It's not nice, you can't see, and they want to see the beauty of the lawn. But they'll put a little fence, chain fence, just, you know, very nice design. It's just enough, it sends a signal, get out. Don't, if you're going to go past here, you know and I know that you know that you're on my property and just, you're trespassing. So therefore, that's what it says. That's very nice when we have mishtamish in a roof, standing, walking, playing. That's very nice. If something on the floor, it's not enough. But when we're sitting on a bench and we're very low and we're right on the bench, could very well be that just a line on the bench is enough to say, here's where my seat ends and your seat begins and don't help yourself onto my seat. That might be enough of a, especially by seats, where it's clear I don't want you using my seat. If I'm not there, you could use both seats because it's time. But if I'm there, I don't want you crossing that line and taking away from my space a roof. But saying this, so you by accident went on to my side of the roof, you're mishtamish on my side of the roof. Not a problem. I put up a mesipis, that sends a strong message. But by seats, I think just a line is already enough of a strong message. Don't help yourself and take part of my seat. That's why you have your seat. Stay in your seat. Like you ever go on an airplane, it's very tight. You come onto my seat, it's pretty clear. You're not supposed to go onto my seat. I'm just barely making myself. No one's borrowing seats from someone else. That little cut between the seats, even when you lift up your armrest, that's already enough to know you don't go onto my seat and I don't go onto your seat. And that's the why over there. What did you say, sorry?
The minhag
was to have mechitzas, correct. It was. But I can't force you to have mechitzas. If we didn't have one till now, it's enough just to make a mark. If you want a mechitzah, you have to be b'nei b'tek shaloi. It's different than by a sod in these cases where you take a need a mesipas yitvachim, because that sends a message, stay out. Without it, you won't have the sorrow of nitzvah alav kagan. Sorry?
Making a line only, then I can do half and half?
If I make a line, yeah, that would be half and half. What do you care if I make a line in your property? No problem. Yeah, because in fact, right? L'chayr, that should be enough, half and half. Why not? I don't know you'd care about it at all. All right.
But the Machal is talking about also.
Correct. In Siv Beis. In Siv Beis, the Taz is correct that for you need a Mesipas Yitvachim. Not also. He's Pasha talking about a field or Karka. But the Ramo is talking about a basic Knesses over there. That's why the Ramo, the truth is the Rav said that you have to be buying a B'tayk Shalai. All right. Let's move. Why is it? That's why in Sif Aleph. Why Kibavon the Mesipas? I hear. I don't know. I think it still should have been in Sif Beis, like the Goyin says, the Lavosh. Lekar should be in Sif Beis. All right, let's move on. Let's move to Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is long. We're not going to be able to conquer it tonight. I just wanted to get to Yisaidis. It's an easy Mechaba. The Ramah is a bit more, but the Mechaba is pretty easy. Let's go through it. Zakta Mechaba. Ezel din Chaluka. Kol. What is considered the Chaluka? We just made an establish a cloud. You can only be Chaylik when there's enough for each one. So what is that? What is enough for each side? Ezel din chaluka kol she'ilu yechalek lefi ha-shutfim. If you divide it to the number of shutfim, sometimes you have a partnership with more than 2 partners, 10 partners, 20 partners. If you chalek lefi ha-shutfim, that's yagia lepachas shebehem chalek she'shem ha-koyul kariyolov. If the smallest shutfim, we don't have to be even shutfim, like I could have 20% of the shutfim, you could have only a 2% portion. But the smallest shutfim, his 2% chelek, if we'll divide it, will be enough that on his chelek that he'll receive will be the shame of the entire shutfim. That means, if the shutfim was a sada, then on his small portion will also be considered a sada. If it was a gina, then his small portion will be considered a gina. If it was a chatza, then his small portion will be a chatza. If it's considered that even on the smallest Shutvis portion, it will have the shame of the entire Shutvis, that's considered Kadei Chaluka. Avalim, if, sorry, we have Avalim, ain't shame akol kari ala chelik, but if the name is not going to be on that small portion, it loses its ishtamshes, it loses its viability, its usability, I can't use it for that, then ain't baidin chaluka. We mentioned last week such a case, if we'll have a lot, we own the lot together. And now we want to break up, and I want to divide the lot. How can I divide this lot? It's one lot. It's in an R10 zone. It's 10,000 square feet. I divide the lot into 2 5,000 each. You can't build a house. I can't build a house. It's not a buildable lot. I killed the lot. Till now, it's considered a buildable lot. And if I divide it, it's no longer a buildable lot. So it lost its shame. I cannot force a chaluka. Zakta Mechaba Keitzat. Kol chotza, any chotza, she'im ba'dal ramas al-dal amas m'ruvois, that doesn't have a space, 4 amas by 4 amas, chutz mi'dal amas shalabzakam, besides the 4 amas that you have to give to the opening of a house, of the door, in front of everyone's door, they need 4 amas just to be able to get into the house when they bring in packages. But besides that, they need another 4x4 in the chotza to be considered a chotza. If you don't leave 4x4 for every single shutvis, shutav ein a kriya chotza, it's not considered a chotza, and you won't be able to divide it. The chotza sod the shein bo kadei zriyas tesh kavin. So then you cannot force him, it won't work. Right, that's what it says. Even if one could stop the whole thing, we can see there are more certain exception to that. What? 20 shutfim and 19 are good and one is no good. That's it. All you need is one guy to own 0.1% of your shutfim, and you just basically a moshut, and you just basically prevented a chaluka because he's going to be end up with something so small.
Can you give him forces to give him more?
Okay, we'll discuss that later. Probably yes, we'll discuss that later. Go on. The chol sada shein bo kadei zriyas teisha kavin. A sada has to produce teisha kavin. It has to have enough kadei zriyas teisha kavin. If it's not, ain't a kruya sada. The chol gina in any garden shein bo kadei zriyas chati kav, ain't a kruya gina. The chol pardes in any orchard shein bo kadei zriyas gimu kavin, ain't a kruya pardes. Lefiko zot mechabe. Ain't chol kunis achot zashi e bodala amasul kolecha vekme shutfin. besides the doorways. V'loy sasodat she boizrius teshe kavon l'cholechot, v'loy hagina she bochatzi kavon l'cholechot v'echot, v'loy sapades she boiz gimu kavon l'cholechot v'echot. Very simple mechava. You can continue this in every single example, every single type of shutras that you have. If you have a tape recorder and you cut it in half, it's not usable. But if you'll have, let's say you'll have a warehouse, and you could cut the warehouse in half, that each half is still considered a warehouse, then good, then you could do it. But if you cut it in half, that it's no longer considered a warehouse, it's not enough to store stuff, then you can't do it. Continues the Mechaba, the very important Mechaba right now, Rabbi Yisai. B'med v'mamurim, all these shirum were said, be'eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael u'chiyetziba, lands that are similar to Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'bavel u'chiyetziba, but by bavel, or lands that are similar to bavel, ein chokin es asad, you cannot divide the asad, ad she'yeheba, until there's enough, k'dei cherishis yoyim lazeh, until each party, each shutev is left with enough land that will fill a day's work for a payal to do charisha. What are we worried about? We're worried about that if I divide the property and there's less than a full day's work for your part and my part, we're going to take a big hit here. Why? Because payalim don't like to be hired out for less than a day at a time. So let's say you only have enough for a half a day's work or three quarters of a day's work. I need someone to plow my land. What am I going to do? Call up a pilot. Well, I said, no problem, I'll come. But you have to pay me for a full day's work. So it ends up, you're going to lose out. You're going to have to pay for a full day's job, even though you only benefit a half a day job or three quarters of a day job. So it's not worth it. It's a bad, it's not the way you run business. It's not, people don't do that. We're not going to have such a property, such a field that has a half a day's work. It's going to cut into your profits too steep to run such a field. So that's not considered enough, kadei chaluka. Same thing. Which is also kidei avodis adam echad b'yoyim echad. And so to v'asada shemashkim meisa b'kli. If it needs to be irrigated with a kli manually, rather than coming just from rain, then achieba kidei shemali apo yomechad lazev yomechad lazev. Then you need to have enough that it fills a full day job for a poil to irrigate the land. Because tamenish, then it's a bad chalukah. It's not enough to be kedai to be able to support, to provide for a whole day's work for this guy. I'm going to have to pay for a whole day's work, so it's a bad business investment. That's not how I run the fields, and I want to run the pardes. It's not going to work like that. Not that I run the stay Elon. It doesn't work like that. Memele, it's not kedei chalukah. So let me just, what is the chilik? Why the shiurim? What's the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel? Why in the ratio by Eretz Yisrael do we have all of a sudden a chilek of Teisha Kaven, Gimel Kaven, and all of a sudden to Bavel, all of a sudden we have to fill a whole day's work? What's going on? So Zot Taisis, and the Azarua, and the Rosh, and the Mokiyasif, many Rishonim Nemban, is that in Eretz Yisrael, the Kaka was so beautiful, so productive, that even if you didn't fill a full day's work, people still had a Sada. If it was Teisha Kaven, and you didn't fill a full day's work, it's still kedai to own such a sada, still kedai to run such a sada. Why? Because you're going to make so much, you're going to produce so much on Teisha Kavin, that's kedai to have the hit of a poil that has to work a whole day, even though you only did a half a day's work. Not a problem. You could swallow that and then some, and still make a nice profit and run such a sada. That's good in Eretz Yisrael. But when it comes to Bavel, that was the Shvacha lands, that didn't produce so much, then it wasn't kedai. So then, in that case, then you have to fill a full day's work. If you don't fill a full day's work, it's not kedai to run such a sada. So memelu, that's the chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. And as is that many, Paiskim brings down the Shita, a Prisha, and a Taisis Yontiv, and a Orchashuch, and a Chazanish. They all bring down this Shita to be mechalik between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. However, there's another Shita Rishonim. And the other Shita is Rabbeinu Tam, which is brought down in the Or Zeruah, and it's a Meiri. They say that Be'etzem, these shurim are the same shurim. The shurim in Eretz Yisrael are also a day's work. The exact same shurim. Navaz, namash fekert. In Eretz Yisrael, the land was very dry and very hard. So therefore, we're just teisha kavin, that's already knocked the poil out for a day. gave him work for a day to plow and to seed and to irrigate, whatever it is, that's already keeps him busy for a day. But Bavel, that the land was softer, it was tuvani, it was filled with water, it was moister, like the Maharaj says, oh, it's on the Bavel, it was moister, by rains, the Moshe. Bavel has a different zman, went to Daman for rain, it was much moister, it was very low, by the Mabel, everything ended up in Bavel, it was very low, it was very moist, so therefore, you want to fill a day's work of Charisha, Tesh Kavan's not going to do it, you might need 30 Kavan to fill a day's work, to plow Tesh Kavan, that's nothing, a couple of hours I could plow Tesh Kavan, but Mela for Bavel, you needed a greater shear. Ba'atim, all the shirim end up in the same place. Look, the Meiri, that you need a day's work. But in Eretz Yisrael, that was a day's work. And then above all, a day's work is a different thing. So therefore, why punked in Eretz Yisrael, we specified what a day's work is, Teisha Kavan. And above all, we didn't specify what the day's work is, Kasha for Maisa. I don't know, it's not a Maisa, it's Kasha for Halacha. But that's the Meiri Shita. Well, but the Rabbeinu Tam Sheet, that's the Rabbeinu Meiri Ben Tam. But our Shita, the Taisis, and the Mois Place Kim, hold not like that. The Kasha went to Minu Firais, is interesting that the Levush over here, when he says out this halacha, he goes like the Meiri. He says, "Bamedra mamun ber tesolich yaitze b'shein tzrich and yosel avodis yamechad." Mashenkin bavel that needs more for yamechad. I don't know why in the world is in Lavush going with the Meiri and the Rabbeinu Tam if they were deicha the Rabbeinu Tam sheet and the Rishonim and Taisis and the Rosh and Mukiyes and all the Rishonim, the conventional Rishonim that we passing like didn't go like that. I'm not sure why the Lavush did that, but like I said, most of the Achreinim, the Gedela Paiskim go like I said, like Taisis, not like the Lavush. And Rabbi said, we're finished here, but I just want to walk out. There's a Yisoid here. We have to walk out with a very important Yisoid. Leonard, we're going to revisit it next week. And Tein L'chokim Yekamad uses to everywhere. This is a cloud godot that Machaber just told you. Loit Shitas Atoises, the Machaber taught us that there are two ways to make something Kedei Chaluka. One is that if it's so choshev, it produces so much, that even if it doesn't work out perfectly with the payalim, with the day's work, it's already considered Kedei Chaluka. If you'll have such a business that's so productive, so even if you cut it in half and three quarters, it might already be so productive. It's Kedai, even though you don't have the sort of Ner Lech and Ner Lameya, you're cutting into the day's work, it's still Kedai to run such a business. Good. Or the second way is even if it's not such a chash of a thing, but if it's so mutzumtzam that it ends at a day's work, so really there is no hefset that you're taking by cutting it into two, then it's also considered Kedei Chaluka. That it would also be considered Kedei Chaluka. And that's like we see by Bavel. Two ways to make something Kedei Chaluka. Either it's so choshev, so even if there are Hefseidim, or there are no Hefseidim, so it works out smoothly, so that's also. What we'll discuss in the next week is a whole term of what happens if I make a Chaluka and there's more than a day's work. It ends up with a day and a half.
There was three.
Worked out so nicely. And all of a sudden I'm cutting in half, and now there's one and a half for you, one and a half for me. That's no good, l'chayra, because one and a half is not a smooth split. What are you going to do when you'll have to hire the worker for 2 days? He's going to charge it for 2 full days, and you're going to end up carrying a loss on that second half of the second day. So it's not going to be a geshmaka. It's not a good deal. It's not a good chaluka. I'm going
to
end up with a loss. Correct. Till now, I could make it dividable into 3 zones, to 3 lots. I could have 3 buildable lots, and I cut into 2, it's only 2 buildable lots. Correct. It's not going to be a good thing. Correct. Then I could be ma'akev. You decrease the value. When you split, it was not right for what it was. Till now, it was worth 3 lots. So each half was a 1 half. You could get out that equity, but now you've turned into 1 half lots, which is nothing. There's only a 1, so it's not going to be a loss. And we're going to have to discuss by Arichas and Makloikis Ma and Taz, Arichas Godol. But that's the cloud Godol you have to take out. 2 ways, and really, you could achieve the same thing by Bavel, like in Eretz Yisrael. Let's say we'll split it, that it's first, I don't know, 10 days worth of, 10.5 days worth of Pu'ula in Bavel, on your half, and 10.5 on my half. So even though I left you with a half, and l'chari, I shouldn't be able to cause that split, but maybe I could cause you that split, because 10.5 days in Bavel, it might be enough choshev, like the Teisha Kavan, which is less than 1 day's work in Eretz Yisrael. It might be enough cheshivas in it, that it's kedai to run such a property, even if you don't have a perfect, smooth breakup of the days of the work of the poyalim. And I want to end off, is that l'chayr, it has to be so smooth that l'chatchila I would do this. Not b'dievet, if I'm stuck with such a property, I do it. L'chatchila, I would buy such a property and run such a field and run such an orchard because either it's chashibis or it's a smooth split. All right, Rabbi, say, oid chazayim b'li nedem.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.